Hello, my name is Banele Lobuzo. Please allow me to tell you a story from the Book of God. And this one is titled, Paul, Chosen to Suffer, Philippian Jailer. The good news of Jesus spread, just as Jesus had warned. Persecution and suffering of his followers grew as well. A man named Paul was determined to destroy the church. The Israelite religious leaders gave him the authority to arrest the followers of Jesus. One day, as he traveled, a great light from heaven shined all around. Paul fell to the ground. A voice from heaven said, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Paul asked, Who are you, Lord? Jesus said, It is me, Jesus, whom you are making to suffer. When Paul opened his eyes, he was blind. Paul's traveling companions helped him to the city. In a vision, Jesus spoke to one of his followers in that city, Ananias. Go and heal Paul. He is the man I have chosen to serve me. He will take my message to the non-Jewish people and kings. But Ananias was afraid of Paul. Jesus told him, Paul will suffer greatly because he will tell people about me. Ananias obeyed and went to Paul. Paul was healed of the blindness, filled with God's Spirit, and then baptized. From that point on, Paul preached boldly that Jesus was the promised Savior on his missionary travels. On one journey, he went with a follower of Jesus named Silas to a city called Philippi. One day, as Paul and Silas were going to the Jewish place of prayer, they met a slave girl who was possessed by an evil spirit. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul, shouting, These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved. This went on day after day, until Paul got so tired of it that he turned and said to the evil spirit within her, I command you in the name and authority of Jesus to come out of her. The demon left her, but her masters were angry because they lost the money that she made for them by telling fortunes. They dragged Paul and Silas before the authorities at the marketplace. They shouted to the city officials, They are teaching the people to do things that are against our customs. The crowd beat Paul and Silas with heavy sticks and threw them into prison. The jailer was ordered, Make sure they don't escape. So he put them into the inner prison cell and chained them between heavy blocks of wood. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake. Even the prison foundation stones moved. All the doors flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, Stop! Don't kill yourself! We are here! The jailer called for lights and ran to the inner prison cell. He fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They told him, Believe in Jesus. Repent and turn away from your disobedience and turn to faith in God through Jesus. He will save you from punishment of your sins. They shared this good news about Jesus with the jailer and his household. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. The jailer fed them at his house and cleaned their wounds, and they rejoiced because they all believed in God. Brothers and sisters, that is the story from the Book of God.